Steve Levy on the call of the Pro Bowl, 41-35, the final. Diggs with the touchdown. And, you know, lots of points scored, not a lot of tackling or hitting. It's okay. People just having a good time at the Pro Bowl. And now we get to the Super Bowl this week. It's good that I do at least like they moved the Pro Bowl before the Super Bowl instead of, like, throwing it on at the end of the season. Because then it was like, you know, you just watched the biggest game of the year and then kind of go all the way back to the Pro Bowl, which can be tough. Our phone number, 803-0550. We'll get back to your calls on whether or not the Bills should be aggressive this offseason and be willing to make a move, first, second-round pick, make a trade, make an impact acquisition if they can. The names, we don't know. They'll come later on. But on the Western Hotline, joining us for another big announcement is Mike Lesikowski. Mike, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Jeremy. How are you?
So were you at that Chiefs game, by the way?
Yeah.
So you, Mike Lesikowski, 11-day power play. I was just going back through my text messages. You sent me a screenshot of, like, where you were sitting. So you were there for that wonderful experience that ended poorly. But, you know, I'm sure the whole thing was generally pretty great.
Oh, my God, it was awesome. We were in Iowa visiting my son who was playing hockey there, and it was about a four-hour drive from where we were. So we did a whole little road trip where we got to catch a couple of his games, and then we drove there, met up with a bunch of Bills fans. It was an absolute blast. It really was. Drove out of there a little sheepishly, but man, what a great weekend! What a great game!
Yeah, still getting over it. I mean, I think everybody's still kind of slowly processing their way through it. But you know, here we go. So, Mike, all right, the 11-day power play. You guys are back, and you're getting started early with registration for the 2022 Community Shift.
Yeah, so we're kind of in a quick turn here because our event in 2021 was late in November. Usually it's in the summer. So we've opened up registration. We took in applications. We have, we're well on our way. Things are going great. We have about 160 total shifts that we fill for the community shift. The vast majority of those are filled, which is great. The teams have started to register and started fundraising, but we do have a few openings. So if anybody's out there that wants to play, young, old, boys, girls, men, women, we do have some spots left, but there's only a few, so we really encourage people to send us an application and get signed up. That would be awesome.
So this year it's going to be end of June, early July, because like you said, quick turnaround. I was going to say, like, it feels like we were just at Riverworks a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, tell me about it. June 23rd through July 3rd. And then all around the clock during that time, we've started registration and folks can start fundraising right away. So yeah, we're on our way. We're going to have some good events for the captains and the players to come see the good work that our beneficiaries are doing. We'll get on the ice together as a group and start doing all the fun stuff and all the fun fundraisers. So it's a fun time of the year. So we're looking forward to doing our original community shift format.
The goal, as always, to raise $1 million for cancer research. And every time you do this, you're adding on to the total that you've already raised. What are you at right now? What's the running total currently?
Yeah, so super proud. Our last event did over $2 million, 2.1, and in the 5 years that we've done it, we're just over $7.2 million. So we hope to surpass the $8 million mark this year, which will be our sixth year. Obviously, that's we're very proud of that, and more importantly, the last couple of years have been really tough on some of the beneficiaries. It's tough to raise money during the pandemic. So, Roswell's research at Roswell's, our primary Make-A-Wish of Western New York, Camp Good Days, and Oshai. So we really want to keep it going. It's cancer doesn't stop, neither will we. It's kind of our mantra in the last couple of years. So we're gonna keep trudging on.
So the community shift back for the first time since 2019 and back at the Harbor Center. So what does that mean for the players, and what makes it different to be back at the Harbor Center this time?
You know, Harbor, we loved our time at Riverworks. They did an awesome job hosting us for the world record event. We got the Guinness record, which was amazing. But there's, you know, Harbor Center is a great venue. They're a great host. The Sabres are great partners in this whole thing. It's a really fun place to play. You know, we make the experience somewhat unique at the Harbor Center. You're treated like a professional player. You get in the locker rooms exclusively, jerseys, the before, after food. It's just, you know, we try to make it so that it's not just another fundraiser. You show up, raise a few bucks, and off you go. We want to make it meaningful. We want people to have a forum to remember or honor loved ones that are either passed or, you know, maybe fighting a cancer battle now. So it's kind of a unique experience. And we if you ask any player that's played in, I think they would say the same.
You can register now at 11daypowerplay.com. Each team plays a three-hour shift, 24 hours a day, 11 straight days. And what's the number on skaters? Are you like a couple thousand skaters for this? How many ultimately show up?
Yeah, it will be some, depending on how many players per team, but somewhere around 2,100, 2,200 players that will play all together. That's comprised of about 160 total teams. So, yeah, it's great. It's great getting to know the captains. It's great getting to know all the people. The hockey community is just full of really great people. So it's every year is a unique experience for Amy and I and our organization. We really look forward to it.
And you'll be there with the Frozen 40, the autograph signings.
I'm sure that will we'll start out. We'll have a great fun opening ceremony we usually do, and a closing ceremony. In the beginning, it's kind of a reunion. Us guys and girls that did the world record game will we'll have a skate in the beginning of it and have fun, and that'll be the kickoff to it. Then away we go. After 3-hour shift for 11 straight days.
And with regard to getting the Guinness record, like one of the things that I remember you telling me a long time ago about this was how dedicated Guinness is to auditing and authenticating and all that kind of stuff. Did that happen again? Like, was that less of a surprise this time around or more streamlined or anything?
You know, you're totally dead on. It means something when you get a Guinness record because they make you work for it. Daily paperwork, like every shift has gobs of paperwork. Because of the layout of Riverworks, we had to like put blue tape down and make sure that the players went right from the locker room to the sleeping quarters and sleeping quarters back to the locker room. We actually had video cameras that we gave the live feed to Guinness. And then we actually engaged Guinness ahead of time on this one and got some pre-clearances on like reps and certifications, and I'm not kidding, it's a lot of work, but we did it. We actually have the certificate and we're super proud of that, and more importantly, we raised over $2 million, which is really the reason we're doing what we're doing.
So the next goal's got to be getting Alan Davis out of hockey retirement and back on the ice. How's that go?
He's been down for the count for a little bit, but we had a little weekend pond hockey session, so we got him out of retirement for a brief stint this weekend. It was a lot of fun, and we're gonna pull him back into captaining the WGR 550 team for the community shift in June.
All right, yeah, the WGR team against the Western New York All Stars will happen again this time around at the community shift, June 23rd to July 3rd at Harbor Center. It's once again 11-day power play season. It's like a year-round kind of thing for you guys. Register now at 11daypowerplay.com. Here's the real question. I mean, you're committing to 11 days in June, July. Mike, that's prime golf season. That's a sacrifice right there to not be on the golf course for 11 days.
I know. Well, we'll get Coach Granada out there maybe in May or August.
Did you catch any of Josh Allen at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am?
I did. That was awesome. That was awesome. Speaking of Josh, he stopped by the 11-day. That was pretty cool. Came in. Amy gave him the whole tour. But, yeah, I saw that that one sand shot that he almost holed. That was pretty cool.
Just incredible. Just good at everything, I guess. Some guys are good at everything. All right. All right, June 23rd to July 3rd, the 11-day power play. You can sign up or you can register now at 11daypowerplay.com to be a part of the community shift. Again, register your team and back at the Harbor Center for the first time since 2019. Of course, the goal to raise $1 million or more for cancer research. Thanks, Mike. Always good to catch up, and I'm sure we'll talk as we get closer and closer.